Hello. You're listening to this right now, and I know you are on the other side of your device, your laptop, your phone, your Bluetooth speaker, wherever you are listening. I know you're like, man, is this girl for real? So, guys, it is me, Jess. Welcome back to another entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. And we all know that this episode is so special. I'm not going to say we all know. Some of you may not be aware. But I am closing the Fashionpreneur Academy. And this episode is truly dear to my spirit, dear to my heart, dear to just my emotions and my faith, because this was not easy to do. It literally took me up until today, which is Monday, the 28th at 9:07 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to record this, because it's been bittersweet. And I've been in prayer and fasting. I'm on day 32 of a 40-day fast right now. And I've been waiting on God to lead me on my next step and direction on this journey. So today I am going to leave y'all with so much knowledge, so much discernment, so much value, so many resources. I'm going to leave you guys with as much as I possibly can today. And I want to be clear and be mindful of the wording and the vocabulary I'm using. I'm not going to leave you guys. Let me not say leave, but I'm going to provide for you all a lot of information that's going to hold you over for a season and carry you through. And I'm going to remind you guys of some resources you still have access to within the Fashionpreneur Academy. And some valuable people that I want to also refer you guys to. So we have a lot to talk about today. I'm going to talk about 10 gems every fashionpreneur needs to know before I go. So today is all about me really giving you guys a crash course before I close the Fashionpreneur Academy. I actually have 11 tips and gems I'm going to give you guys today that will help you with understanding the launching, scaling, development of your brand, no matter if you're buying wholesale, if you're designing your collections, no matter if you're a stylist. Honestly, this is going to cover it all. So I have some really valuable information I'm just going to give to y'all. But before we get into that, I just want to cover how today's going to go. This is not going to be your regular average podcast entry. I want to start with just a quick testimony. I sent out an email to you guys the beginning of November to my entire mailing list. Hopefully you're on that list. And within that email, I told you guys that I'm closing the Fashionpreneur Academy on Tuesday, November 29th. And I delivered a very heartfelt, personable, vulnerable email to you guys, and it had so much information, and it really outlined why I'm closing. So I just want to reiterate that today. So I'm gonna start with that. Then I'm gonna get into these 10 tips, y'all, with the bonus tip that I have at the end. But I want y'all to know that we are also going to pray. A lot of you guys have been coming to me for years, trusting in my faith. I have never led a fashionpreneur live class, a tour, a fashionpreneur retreat. I have never led any classes or lectures over my almost 7 years as an entrepreneur and the owner of the Fashionpreneur Academy. I've never, at one point on this journey as a full-time Fashionpreneur strategist, led one of my live cohorts, classes, anything without prayer. So I also went back and I looked at some of my top podcast listens. I have hundreds of thousands of listens, like on top of hundreds of thousands, on top of hundreds of thousands. My top listens are always the entries where I just pray. And I feel like that's definitely God speaking to me. So I'm definitely going to be praying today. So I just encourage you to please stick around for this full entry. If you got to speed it up, do what you got to do. But I want y'all to hold on to this and really put it in your back pocket, and let it be a resource for the good days, the bad days, the days you just need some reminders, some encouragement, the days you need a testimony. We're going to go to this entry. I'm going to be coming to y'all with scriptures today. I'm going to be coming to y'all with truth. There's a difference between facts and the truth when we go to God. So I'm going to be coming to y'all with that today. So yeah, let's get into it, shall we? All right, y'all. So first things first, yes, it is true. I am truly, really closing the Fashionpreneur Academy. This is not a joke. This is not a FOMO promotion, which stands for fear of missing out. This is not me finessing to upsell a new course or make a surprise announcement. I am closing the Fashionpreneur Academy. Yes. Now, I've sent this email out, but y'all know people don't read. I got a million and one emails asking like, oh my God, Jess, I see you're closing. Will I still have lifetime access to my course? Y'all don't read because it's been in every single email. So today I'm going to talk about that too, but y'all got to stick around until the end. All right. So I sent y'all an email and this email was so personable and it spoke about my story and how the Fashionpreneur Academy was even born. So let me take y'all back. So if y'all know my story, you know that I launched the Fashionpreneur Academy in April 2016. And this was a God thing the whole time. This was never something that I dreamt of doing. I never dreamt of being a teacher or educator. My brother always makes fun of me because when I was little, I used to play teacher. I used to act like I was an instructor. I was taking attendance when I was a kid. That's all I did was act like I was an instructor. And I would act like I'm yelling at kids. And he thought it was so funny. But I didn't even realize that God was really showing me a vision, and really giving me at that moment a Holy Spirit gift of prophecy to see what he had planned for me. So it was when I was 14 years old, that's when I discovered my why. I discovered that I was chosen by God to do something big. And what I mean by that is, if y'all go to Isaiah 44:2, God tells you that he created you. And I like to read the Bible in, I read it in a few different versions, like the ASV. But lately I've been put on to the MSG version, with In My Fast, my mentor that's leading my fast right now. She put me onto the MSG version. It's been blowing my mind. But the word literally tells you, and if y'all don't have the Bible app, please stop what you're doing and download the Bible app. Please, like, it's a must have. I'm in my physical Bible every day, but I'm still a Bible app girl because I love the different versions and that I can download it. And when it's downloaded, I can read it. I can read the Bible from anywhere. When I'm in flight and I don't have Wi-Fi, I can go to my Word. So I love that, right? But nonetheless, like I was saying, Isaiah 44:2 tells you that God created you. You were created by him. And that was the first time I had that experience. When I was 14 years old, I discovered that I wanted to be a fashion designer. And it was odd the way I discovered that I wanted to be a fashion designer. It wasn't because I watched some fancy runway show. It wasn't because I was obsessed with Vogue magazines and couture designers. I didn't even know about designer fashion at that age. I just loved creating. And I remember being inspired by my grandmother, who was a seamstress, but she wasn't a designer. She just was so here and there. And I was inspired by some people that had gone before me that were designing, and they were creators locally in my city. And it really showed me, when I look back at my story, how much youth looks up to the people around them, right? So it's our responsibility as adults to make sure we're a good example, because I was paying attention to what other people were doing. I remember it was a guy named Devin. He had this brand name Entyson. He's from Baltimore, and now he actually does like, he still is a creative. He does like designing for events and event production. But back in the day, he used to like redo hoodies and jackets, and I was so inspired by him. When I was 14, he had to be maybe like 20, maybe. And I was so inspired by him and his artistry. And I remember like mimicking his garments, like being so inspired. And I realized, okay, Jess, you can't just be out here mimicking. You got to figure out what is your voice, what is your genre of creativity. And I started creating, I started designing, I started going to sewing classes that my mother had placed me in. And throughout high school, I was that go-to seamstress in the city. Like, I could make your prom gown, your wedding gown. I made everybody's stuff. My mother turned her basement into my first showroom. I had a fitting room. I had a couch down there, a sewing table. I had, like, customers coming from all over the city to my house. And for my mother to extend herself in that way, I mean, y'all, like, I just think about, and I always go back to my journey and me being a child, because it molded me to who I am today. And if I didn't have those adults to look up to that were mentoring me, that were supporting me, that were sacrificing and surrendering for me, I would not be here today. So it's such a big part of my journey. And it leads me into the next season that God is pushing me into, which is to be a teacher, but for children. So I'll talk about that a little later as well. But nonetheless, when I finished high school, I went to college for fashion design in Philly. I graduated in 2011 and I moved back home to Baltimore, and I worked in property management for 5 years while developing my own fashion line, Irregular Exposure. Y'all, from the time that I had this vision and God showed me that I was going to be a designer when I was 14 years old, and he presented it in the format of a youth entrepreneurship program that was funded by the NAACP at the time. It was housed at Morgan State University. My mom placed me in the program through one of her best friends. I was able to get into this program, and it was like a 5-week program. At the end, you got $500 for being in this youth entrepreneurship program. And I had a teacher named Miss Lisa, and she taught us everything about entrepreneurship. That's where I bought my first domain. And she asked me what was the name of my business, and I said Irregular Exposure. I don't have that story, y'all, where y'all look back at my history and 5 years ago I was doing something else, or 20 years ago I had a different name for my business. It's always been Irregular Exposure. That was the name of my clothing brand from the beginning. Now, we might have went through different seasons where I did custom ordering to begin. Then I went into ready-to-wear design in 2013. Here we are almost a decade later. There was a season, a short season, where I did wholesale buying for like a year, hated it. So I went into my season all in as a designer. But when I was 24 years old, I was now in my 5th year working full-time in property management and also being a designer on the side. I had showed during Fashion Week. I had manufactured a collection at this point, but I wasn't full-time. I also had took a break from designing for like a year and just worked my 9-to-5. And I took a break because my father had passed away. And when my father passed away, I had a dream. And he came to me in that dream, and basically God showed me that my father was affirming and confirming for me that he had also seeing what God had his hand on. And my father was disappointed in me because I was settling for 9-to-5 that God didn't choose me to be at. So long story short, that was the dream. Literally, it was a grand opening next door to my 9-to-5 job, and I couldn't get off of work to get to my own grand opening. That's the story. I've told this story 1,000,001 times. And this, the placement of the dream, like where I was, the buildings that we were in, like my 9-to-5 and my new business or boutique, whatever it was, my new store or showroom, it was right across from the hospital my father passed away in. And I remember that was when I was 24 years old. My father passed away. It was December. It was a December 2015. I want to say it was like, no, he passed away in 2011. December 2015, he came to me in that dream. And I had hired a business coach. Her name was Raven. Raven actually used to be a client of mine that would get custom orders made. I didn't know her that well, but we went to high school near each other. She graduated like 2 years before me. I didn't really know a lot about her. I just knew that she had this course that would teach you how to be an entrepreneur. And this was before the business coaching thing was a thing. This was before people were running around talking about text game or get the game to 222. This is before all of that. This is before you had all these people on Instagram acting like, you know, whatever. And I remember she had this freebie, and it was a book that you could download, an ebook, and it was like 10 steps to being a successful entrepreneur and leaving your job. And I was at a point where I wanted to leave my job, and I knew what I wanted to do full time, right? So I read the ebook, and she kept talking about God and how you have to pray. And I was like, ooh, I haven't been to church since I was a kid. I don't really talk to God. Like, I didn't understand that. And that night I prayed for the first time in a long time. And that was the night I had the dream. Fast forward, I began to work with my business coach, Raven. And I remember I paid for a strategic planning session with her. It was like $500 or so. And during the session, she was like, "Why aren't you teaching people how to create fashion businesses?" And I was like, "What? I'm not really that successful. I'm making $300 a month right now, if that. I'm coming to you asking you for help. So I'm not an expert." And she's like, "I'm telling you that God has qualified you." And I'm like, "What is she talking about? This God that she keeps talking about, I got to get to know him." And she would tell me, like, "Well, did you pray over it? Did you fast over it?" And I'm like, "No." And I began to pray over it. And a few days later, I decided to sign up for her 12-month coaching. And I had to step out on faith to do that. And that was the first time I had seen God's hand on my entrepreneurial journey in the way that I did. I didn't realize he had already been in it the whole time. But y'all, within 4 months, I was only 24 years old. Within 4 months, my 9 to 5 was a thing of the past. I was full-time in entrepreneurship. I made $12,000 in my on my first day on the job as an entrepreneur. And I began coaching a few weeks after that. I said, "Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do the Fashionpreneur Academy." I started coaching around the end of April. And April 2016, and I began to get clients. And one client turned into two, two turned into seven, seven turned into 20. And here we are with a community of over 50,000 fashionpreneurs served, over 100,000 within the community overall. So it sounds completely crazy when I tell you that I'm closing the Fashionpreneur Academy, right? Well, what I want y'all to know is this was me being obedient. This was never my plan. But I fell in love with the Fashionpreneur Academy, y'all, to the point where I remember I had an old accountant, my previous accountant, before I moved to LA. She was like, "You know, you are killing it at Fashionpreneur Academy. You have so many students, so many testimonials. Maybe you don't need to have a regular exposure. Maybe we can just close it down and just focus on the coaching because you're making six and seven figures by creating brands for other people." And I remember something in my spirit was kind of like, no. And I still was in my baby faith season, right? Like, I had just started to pray. Raven had just led me through like understanding prayer. And I just was seeing the example that she was. So I didn't understand what that was, but I realized now it was God speaking to me saying, no. So I decided to keep a regular exposure, but it always was like a part-time thing. And Fashionpreneur Academy was my full-time thing. I started to get celebrities, big brands reaching out to me to help them scale. I started to get into contracts with all types of clients that, I mean, it was blowing my mind, y'all. And I went from my first year in Fashionpreneur Academy making $50,000 to my second year making $350,000 to like over $600,000 to over $800,000 to over $1 million as a coach only, not even including my business, irregular exposure. So it became gluttonous almost, and it became easy. And I was so grateful. But y'all, there became a time in Fashionpreneur Academy where I just literally stopped designing at a regular exposure. I didn't put out a collection. I wasn't putting out any content. I wasn't putting out any new products. I wasn't posting on the page. I wasn't investing in the company. It was like put to the wayside. And I've realized that I have to step back into that season of focusing on a regular exposure. So I did that. I took the leap of faith. I opened a showroom in 2017 in Baltimore. We had great sales, great clientele, but Fashionpreneur Academy was still my full-time thing. And I remember in December 2018, I shut down the store, moved to Los Angeles. Where I now reside, and I opened my first showroom. And I mean, y'all, as soon as I got off the plane, it was like the brand just expanded. Like every time I said yes when God called me to the next level, he would always give me a double portion, like he promised me he would do in his word, right? Like y'all, in Isaiah 61 7, God tells you, you know, because you got a double dose of trouble, you're gonna get a double inheritance. Like you're going to be doubled. Instead of shame, you're gonna get double for your trouble. So when people tell you you're gonna get double for your trouble, that's from Isaiah 61. And I remember seeing that scripture on my life, and I was nowhere near as mature as I am in God now. I didn't know my word. I didn't know my scriptures. I didn't know that my weapon was the word. I didn't know that if I tithe and gave God a tenth, that Malachi 3:10 says to test him, give him a tenth. I didn't know that it was robbing God if I didn't give him a tenth of my money earned. Literally, that's what his word says. You know, I didn't know that. So I still was operating, and he kept his hand on me in my immaturity of faith. Like, there's no level you gotta be on in your faith to see God's hand. He will give you as much as you can give him. And every time I got closer to him, he blew my mind further. So when I felt that tug on my spirit to move to LA, and I actually did it, I mean, before I even got on the plane, actually, I had an influencer wear a piece and it sold out in seconds. And we ended up, I remember I had moved and I had to have one of my homegirls go fulfill like over 150 orders that we had gotten in a matter of days because of this pre-order wearing this style. So she had to go to my old store and fulfill it while I'm moving to LA. And literally I opened my showroom in LA the day after I got to LA. So it was amazing. And I moved to LA December 2018. And that's when I started really making money in a regular exposure. I started making crazy money, but what I thought was crazy. But again, fashionpreneur, I got to keep focusing on my students. I got to keep focusing on my retreats. I got to keep focusing on serving my community. And I've been in a tug of war. You guys have heard me on plenty podcast entries tell you I'm taking a break from the podcast. I'm focused on this. This has been a tug of war. Y'all, that has been me being, y'all have witnessed me being disobedient in telling y'all that. Because I never should have even shared that I'm having to take a break, or that I'm stepping into only focusing on a regular exposure. I shouldn't even have told y'all that. That's unfair to you all as fashionpreneurs in this community to tell you, oh, you can't get any of me right now, right? And that was me being disobedient. And I'm telling you that was me being disobedient because God told me in September 2021 to shut down Fashionpreneur Academy, and I didn't want to listen. I was completely disobedient. I'm like, no. Y'all, Irregular Exposure was killing it. It was already making way more than Fashionpreneur Academy. I'm talking like it was doing well. But Fashionpreneur Academy has always been my why and my purpose and my reasoning. It has nothing to do with the regular exposure. It has nothing to do with being the owner of multiple businesses. It was more so like, this is what I am here for. I got to serve this community. So this is what I'm always going to do. But God showed me right after I finished up the Fashionpreneur Tour, right after I finished, it was like, he just shut it down. He had shown me. He showed me in the format of, it was so many different ways. He showed me in the format of, mailing lists going down, such as me losing subscribers, or when I try to export a mailing list, it wouldn't upload. It became challenging to do things. It became challenging to run Facebook ads. I kept getting blocked. I couldn't market it. I couldn't do anything on my own. My bank account, I had to get a new debit card for the Fashionpreneur Academy's expense account because my card had randomly just been compromised. I mean, stuff that never happens to me. It also seemed like a lot of my fashionpreneurs couldn't afford the course in the way that they used to. A lot of them needed payment plans instead of my regular payments. I just noticed all these little things and details, and God is in the details. He is in the details. God is in the details. And I remember one of my team members came to me in November 2021, Josie, and she came to me and said, Jess, I really want to work at Regular Exposure. I know I've been working at Fashionpreneur Academy full time, but I want to know if I can request a transfer. And I'm like, well, why are you asking to work in my other company? And she's like, I believe in this company more than anything. And I see how stressed you always are with Fashionpreneur, and I see how much work goes into it. And I think we do such great work, and we always just give away our gifts. And I watch you give yourself away to other people, but you never give it to a regular exposure. And I just wish that if I could get over there, I could give some of that for you. And I'm like, wow, the way God is blowing my mind. So that was November 2021, 2 months after God told me to shut it down. Did I listen? No. I told Josie, okay, well, we're going to revisit this. I've been feeling the same way. And Josie looked me in my eyes and she told me, I believe in this brand more than I believe in my own brands. And I talked to her and told her a couple weeks ago. I said, do you remember like a year ago you told me that? And she said, and I still do. I was like, girl, you my rider. Okay. So long story short, you know, I was still disobedient. I continued, and it just kept being challenge after challenge. The Fashionpreneur retreat, we were supposed to do it in March 1 year, COVID shut it down. We were supposed to do it again this past March. COVID shut it down again. We had to push it to July. It was just everything became a challenge. And I noticed, and I said, God, I need you to show me if I'm not listening, if I'm really being disobedient. Because I didn't know at that time that it was complete disobedience. And I remember I called Raven in August 2021. I called her and I said, hey, Ray, I'm starting to feel like God is telling me I need to close my coaching program. Y'all, Raven no longer coaches. My old business coach, she stopped coaching years ago. And it was in a time where it was the same story as me. Like, she was making a killing, 5 or 6 figures a month as a coach. And she had other businesses, but God told her to shut it down. And she couldn't understand why, but she was obedient. So I called her. Me and Raven's still like my sister. She's my sister in Christ. I love Raven. Raven is actually the person leading the 40-day fast that I'm in right now. Raven is the person when I went to Dallas for a women's retreat, a faith-based retreat. She was the leader of that retreat. That is still my sister. That is my sister, y'all. So that's who I call. I still look at her as not just my sister in Christ, but I still call Raven my mentor because she mentors me in God. She shows me and reveals to me new ways to hear his voice. And God really used her to reveal to me who he was. To hear a 26-year-old, 27-year-old woman ask me, did I fast and pray before I signed up for her course? I had never heard that, right? So it's funny how God will use people to reveal to you who you are. But fast forward, like I said, things just were challenging in Fashionpreneur Academy. And I called Raven before all of this, around August 2021, and I told her, I feel a tug on my spirit. And she explained to me how she knew it was time to close up her course. And I'm like, yeah. It's happening. It's time for me to wrap it up. And what's so funny, y'all, Raven is now a full-time fashion designer. Raven has a brand called Ondi. She sells handbags. She has these beautiful handbags that she designs. So it's funny how like she's full-time in fashion now. And she has other businesses. She invests in stocks and things like that. But that's one of her many businesses. And that's her main baby. And y'all, I just remember, I said, God, I need you to show me, why is it becoming so challenging to do what I love at Fashionpreneur Academy? I don't have the time like I used to anymore. Irregular exposure starting to beef up. And irregular exposure started to blow my mind. We started to break records. I'm talking like selling out of collections in minutes without having to run one ad on it. And remind you, I just told y'all I had to run ads on Fashionpreneur Academy. I didn't have to do that at IE. It was like God's hand. It was clear that God is with this company. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything just was going the way it was supposed to go this year. For irregular exposure, every photo shoot, every influencer. Anybody y'all saw in regular exposure this year, from Jada Chivez to Des Dior to recently Glorilla just wore my stuff the other day. I don't pay these people to wear my stuff. This is just God leading my relationships. I don't pay none of them to wear this stuff. Tatted Fly Sky wore my stuff the other day. I saw on Instagram. Megan Thee Stallion, Tokyo Styles. Like, I don't pay these people to do this stuff. Now, Tokyo, she was a collaboration, so we had to give her a coin. But that was still my relationship. I had already knew Tokyo. I reached out to Tok and said, hey, can you do this photo shoot for me? And Tokyo, since then, she's already been a staple. But I mean, since then, she has been in Pretty Little Things fashion show. She has been in Lotto's fashion show. Like, I was so excited to see her expand into this territory of fashion and really being a face in this culture. So I think it's amazing to me. It's just amazing to me how God was with Irregular Exposure. So we started this fast that Raven was leading. I went to Dallas for a conference that she led back in October, mid-October. And she told us during that conference that God told her she has to lead a 40-day fast. And it was going to start the end of the month. And I told her, I said, you know what? And I'm not a big drinker. I don't drink hard liquor, but I do drink wine and champagne. So I told her, hey, I'm going to be completely sober. I'm not going to drink any wine. I'm not going to drink any champagne. I'm not going to smoke me no good Cali Kush. I'm not going to have nothing. Okay. I'm just going to be completely sober for 40 days. And I don't remember the last time that I've been, I can't remember a time I've been sober for 40 days since I was 21. I don't drink to get drunk. Like, I have full control. I'm a classy girl. Okay. So I'm not saying I'm just out here being sluggish, but I want to go out and eat, and we make it a social thing when we eat to order a cocktail. I chose not to do that. So, I said, okay, I'm going to prepare for this. And I thought it would be hard. And what I thought would make it hard is the holiday season, right? Thanksgiving, all these Friendsgivings I've been going to every other weekend. I thought it was going to be really hard. I'm home right now. I'm actually in Philly because we just had Thanksgiving together. I'm going to Miami on Friday. Who doesn't want to drink in Miami, right? Like, and it's not been hard for me. The hardest part has been being around people and explaining to them. And usually I don't even tell people I'm fasting. You know, like, God tells you in his word, like, you know, you don't have to be vocal when you're fasting. Don't tell people. Don't put it on a stage. He says it in his word. So I don't really like to do that. But this fast, I've been led to tell people. The word also says to share the good news. And I have been led to do that. And during this fast, this is a financial overflow fast we're doing for the next 40 days. Not just to prepare for 2023, but to see God's hand now. And it's a group of us. It's like, I don't know how many of us, at least 40 of us in this fast. And we meet every day for prayer, every single day, multiple times a day. I get words and I get devotionals within the group. We have a group chat. Like, it's a lifestyle. And we give all of our testimonies, and God has been blowing our minds. And during this testimony, it was very clear to me. I'm sorry. During this fasting time, it was very clear to me. My plan a month ago was not to close Fashionpreneur Academy right now. This isn't something I pre-planned to do right now. Again, I told y'all I didn't realize I was being disobedient. So I was just going to keep it going. Fashionpreneur brings in a coin. That's just what it is. Fashionpreneur brings in results. Fashionpreneur creates 7-figure earners. And this year, when I tell y'all, I've had like some of the best testimonials from students. I've had people making literally $12,000 in hours, and I've had students just seamlessly winning this year. So it made it even harder to give it up. And during this fasting time, God was like, nah, it's time for you to wrap this up, sis. Like, daughter, I need you to be obedient. And I literally heard him. I went to him one day in my closet, and I was praying over Irregular Exposure. And I'm like, God, this is where I want to see Irregular Exposure. I thank you. I'm so grateful for where you have it. But this is my dream. This is my vision. And I've been envisioning some of the goals that I have for Irregular Exposure. And I mean, I can taste the wind when I close my eyes. Like, it's like that 14-year-old version of me when I was a child that would think about the 30-year-old version of me living in a penthouse in LA. And that's how I live now. In a paid off car, living a good life, blessed. You know what I'm saying? And I go into a closet inside of a huge home that I get to live in, that God pays for every month. And I've been a successful entrepreneur full time for 7 years. In 7 years, I've never had to ask one person to pay my rent. I don't have any of those stories. I don't have a story where y'all can go look me up and I had to go ask somebody to help me out. I didn't have to go sign up for any type of services. I never had to wonder how I was going to eat tomorrow. I never had to wonder who was going to put gas in my car. I never had to go with lesser than. I've always lived well since being an entrepreneur. Well. And I'm not saying always just luxury. I'm just saying well. God has literally, blown me away on this entrepreneurial journey, y'all. And to see what he's done over the past almost 7 years, it blows my mind about what he's about to do over this next year of 2023 for me, because I'm answering the call and I'm finally being obedient. So I went into that closet and I prayed. It was like the first week of the fast, and I was in tears. I could feel God's spirit. And y'all, I pray every day, all day, but my morning prayers, like before I touch my phones, before I respond to y'all, like before I do anything, I go into my closet with my prayer journal and my Bible, and I pray and pray and pray. Pray, and I cry almost every day when I do it, and I'm there for hours sometimes. It can go for 1 hour, 2 hours, 45 minutes, however much time I need with God. And during that time, it was clear. I was silent, and after I asked God, I'm like, what do you need me to do? What do you need? And he explained to me that I had to close it, and I was being disobedient. I heard his voice so clear say, it's time. I wrapped it up. I said, hey, that's it. Literally within a few hours, I started sending y'all. I sent y'all that email. I said, let me show God and let me show him that I trust him enough. Let me show him that I believe who he is. Let me show him that I am understanding of what his words to me, and that I trust his word, and that I don't have to. I'm so deep into my faith and mature in my faith now, y'all, that the devil can't trick me. I can literally, within seconds, tell if it's the devil or God talking to me. It's not hard to trick me. I can tell when it's a counterfeit versus the reality, and the counterfeits will get you sometimes. It'll look like the real thing. Ooh, but discernment is the difference between what's good and what's almost good enough. I know my good. I'm mature enough in my faith to know my good, not what's almost good enough. If it's any doubts, any red flags, it's not God. He don't give you nothing that got no red flags on it. Nothing. I just told y'all. How have I been able to just cover every bill overflowing exceedingly? I have been on vacations. I have lived good in my past 7 years of entrepreneurship. And I'm not about to sit here and go over numbers, and that's just not my style. But if I really went over what God has done financially over the last 7 years, it would blow your mind. It's 1 year has succeeded 5 years. 1 year as an entrepreneur has succeeded 5 years of me being an employee, living in my gift. That's the God I serve. I'm literally living in, I don't call it a dream. I call it God's vision for my life. I'm living in his provision. I'm living in his favor. I'm living in his promises, y'all. So I answered the call, and that's how we got here. All right. So that's how we got here. I hope I wasn't too long-winded. I hope that testimony blessed you, but God said it's time. So I'm literally just being obedient. This is not me telling y'all I'm shutting down Fashionpreneur Academy because I hate teaching. I love teaching. I am passionate about it. I turn into a different person when I get to teach you all how to do what I do and how to sometimes even do what you do better. I love what I do. I love it. I don't hate this. This isn't me telling you, oh, I want to just shut it down so I can be selfish. This isn't me telling you I don't want to do what I do anymore. Now, there are parts of every company that you enjoy and don't enjoy. I really don't enjoy planning 3-day conferences, but God told me I had to do it, so I did it. And they all sold out. They all turned out great when I had my Fashionpreneur retreats. Like, those were my favorite moments. Once we finally got there, we were there, you know, and it's mind-blowing. But it's amazing to me how much I didn't enjoy planning those big conferences, but I loved when I finally got on the stage versus when I'm planning things for regular exposure. I'm actually excited about the event planning. That goes to show, like, okay, this is that genius level. And when I say genius level, there's a book that I told my students that were in my recent cohort at the Fashionpreneur Academy. I told them to read this book called We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers. My sister actually recommended it to me. And in this book, she talks about your level of excellence, your level of genius. Your level of excellence is like the thing you do very well with your eyes closed. And my level of excellence is Fashionpreneur Academy. I can teach y'all, and I can make millions on millions from being a fashionpreneur strategist. And I can teach y'all how to make millions over and over with my eyes closed. However, there's something there that's telling me that is my almost good enough, but my good is that thing that's been pulling on my heart since I was 14 years old, that I've been dreaming about, that my father came and confirmed for me after he had already transitioned. It's the thing that literally when I'm in my car and I envision it, I hear certain songs and I think about models walking down a runway, and I start tearing up because of the joy that I feel. That is passion. That is when you're in your genius level. So I am giving and turning in and surrendering my level of excellence to go after my level of genius. And just full time into my level of genius, right? I'm obviously already in it. We're doing excellent. We're doing great, but it's time to turn up. So that's what's happening here, y'all. And I hope my transparency and my honesty, is blessing you right now. This is just my testimony. It's my story. And I want y'all to know that it's time to get into these 10 things I want to leave y'all with before I go. But this testimony was very important in that because it's really the forefront to what we're about to get into. And like I said, I'm just going to be telling y'all my truth. Everything I'm telling y'all today is from the heart. It's from the core. This is who I am. I went to church. I go to church every Sunday. I go to an amazing church in LA. And I've been going to church every single Sunday that I could go post-COVID, obviously. Well, prior to the pandemic where we were closed for like a year. But I've not missed a Sunday. And I tithe to my church. I've been going to this church since 2019, January 2019 to be exact. And I mean, God is all up in it. And last week I went to church and we had talked about just simply being a good person and how your heart must be good. And I wanted to share with y'all a scripture. This wasn't a scripture that we talked about in church, but I was led to it today. And I'm going to share this with y'all in a second. I'm going to share this scripture with y'all. But let's go ahead and get into the final 10 gems every fashionpreneur needs to know before I go. So the first thing is the recession has nothing on my God. The recession has nothing on my God. I want y'all to write these tips down. Please be writing them down right now. Be writing them down. This recession has nothing to do with my God. Y'all, the economy screwed up. But if you are a good steward of what God has blessed you with, I promise you he will give you more no matter what the economy says, no matter what the world says. So the scripture I wanted to share with y'all was Luke 6, 43 through 45. This is the MSG version. It says, you don't get wormy apples off a healthy tree, nor good apples off a diseased tree. The health of the apple tells the health of the tree. You must begin with your own life-giving lives. It's who you are, not who you say, not what you say and do that counts. It's who you are, not what you say and do that counts. Your true being brims over into true words and deeds. So y'all, from that, when I studied that scripture, it lets me know that to bear good fruit, you have to be a good person. And I think that to be a good person, you have to know your heart. And one of the scriptures that we did mention in that word in church last week was Proverbs 27:19. And that word was basically saying, just as water mirrors your face, so your heart mirrors your heart. So your face mirrors your heart. And with that word, it's letting me know again, my heart and my mind must be on one accord. So I have to be a good person. Y'all, and I just told y'all, God has covered me for 7 years of entrepreneurship and covered me with exceedingly abundantly. You will never, and I can say this confidently, you know how people are always scared? Like if you watch reality shows, it's always like, I got some tea on you, sis. I know your secrets. Baby, you can't go tell me nothing about me ever having to scam, finesse, do something strange for some change to survive as a fashion business owner. I live and I walk truly in my integrity. I'm confident in that. And God has covered me. And believe me, there has been some scary days where I'm like, ooh, child. And my scary days might feel like champagne problems to you, but a scary day is a scary day. And there have been some days where the devil has attempted to play with me and make me think that I'm counted out, or my brands are counted out, or my business is counted out. Like when you're used to seeing a certain amount and you don't see that one day, it is scary. So believe me, over 7 years, there have been some days where I'm like, oh, hold up. God, you there? You with me? You got me? Are you still Emmanuel? Are you God that is with me? There were days like that when I had my baby faith. Now you can't shake me. But I remember at that time how this enemy would come in, and a snake is a snake. And I remember how we get offers to go apply for this quick funding, or offers to go go do this strange thing. I remember somebody that was a friend of mine came to me like, oh, what's your Shopify? Do you have Shopify? I have a way that I can get you 6 figures in your account by Monday. I just need your Shopify. And this is a friend of mine. I was like, no, I'm good. I'm very straight and narrow. Let me tell y'all something. I'd rather be on zero, on E, than play with my character integrity. I know God is watching everything I do. My heart is not set up like that. I just don't do that. So to each his own, you know, if you can finesse and play around, that's your business. I just can't. Like literally earlier today, a few days ago, I was with my brother in DC and I went into the grocery store and he was like, oh, go grab these groceries for me real quick. Here's $100 bill. I'm like, okay. So I told him the groceries were $50. Here's his change. He's like, oh, hold it till we get to the house. We get to the house. I forgot to give it to him. And he forgot to give me some change from earlier in the day. We were just running around spending money all day. And I just went to the mall here in Philly. And I told my brother, I'm like, I still got your change. Do you want me to cash app you? He was like, you're so sweet and honest. No, it's like $20. Like, go buy yourself something. I'm like, no, I don't need to buy myself anything. I'm just going to use it. Our nephew's birthday is Saturday. So I'm like, I'm just going to use it to get him a gift because my brother is all over the place. So I have to kind of step in sometimes. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to get his gift with it. He's like, all right, cool, whatever. And I'm just a really good steward and an honest person. And I just can't play those games. And I say all that to say, y'all, when you know who you are, the only way to truly know who you are is to know who God is. That's just what it is. And where the economy is has nothing to do with my businesses. This recession has nothing to do with my businesses. And I'll tell you why. God already told me in Deuteronomy 28 that I will be a lender and not a borrower. I will have plenty. My storehouses will be full. That's what the word says in Deuteronomy 28. He has told me that if I pay my tithes, I will have blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. He told me that in Malachi 3:10. He told me to test him and give him a tenth of everything I earn. And I have done that all of these years. I've given my tenth to my church consistently. I don't ever not pay. I don't care what it looks like. I'm never not paying. And God has covered and provided and been Jireh to me. So that's just what it is. I mean, God has told me that in Exodus, I'm going to lay my crops for 6 years. In the seventh year, it will rest. Well, guess who's coming up in April on their seventh year of entrepreneurship? I've been telling y'all this whole time. I'm on year seven. April will be my seventh year as an entrepreneur. April 27th, to be exact. It's my sister's birthday. I'll be celebrating 7 years as an entrepreneur full time. This is the year my crops have to rest. That's what it is. And the reason they're resting is because I have so plentiful that it's going to be able to feed those that don't. That's what the word tells me. So when you understand, like in Ephesians 6, when God tells you that your word, his word is your weapon, when you understand that your breastplate is righteousness, like he tells you in Ephesians 6, when you understand that the enemy is going to try to attack you in every way, you have no fears when you know who your God is, when you know your word. So y'all, recession has nothing on God. I don't care what no bank tells you. I don't care what your bank account looks like right now. I don't care if you're listening to this and your bank account is overdrafted. I don't care if you're listening to this and your credit score is in the 500s. I don't care if you're listening to this and you're wondering how you're going to pay for your business. When I tell y'all, I have seen impossible days made possible as a fashion designer. Impossible days. And I've always waited on God. Believe me, there have been days I wanted to step in. But you got to wait on him and sit in your faith and know that you serve a God that is with you. He's Emmanuel. He's Yahweh Shalom, like he told you. He's your peace. Yahweh Shalom means God is my peace. He tells you that he's this person. He tells you that he is Gaol. That means that he's your redeemer. He tells you that these are his names in the Bible. He tells you who he is. So I trust that he is who he is because he carried me this far. And he had his hand on me and carried me before I even knew who I was in him. So I don't take that lightly, y'all. I'm not sitting here trying to finesse y'all about faith to sell y'all on something. This is just my truth. This is my testimony. I don't care if you believe it or not. This is what it is, you know? So number one is the recession has nothing on your God. Now, people come to me all the time and ask me, Jess, how do you pray? How do you go to God? How do you get in your word? Get in your word. Your word tells you in Romans 12, 11, don't hesitate to be enthusiastic. Be on fire in the spirit as you serve the Lord. Like he tells you, you turn up for me. Get a little bold on him for me. Like you got to be bold about who your God is. He tells you in Matthew 6, when you pray, go into a room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is present in your secret place. Your Father who sees what you do in secret will reward you. So also the same Father that sees what you do in secret that will reward you is the same Father that will see what you do in secret and will not reward you. Okay? So if you are a good steward, you will be rewarded. He tells you that. He tells you in 1 Thessalonians to rejoice always, pray continuously, give thanks in every situation. So if you go to your word, he tells you how to pray. He tells you don't be anxious about anything, but bring your request to him in prayers and petition and give thanks. He tells you that in Philippians. So like, the word tells you who God is. You got to believe him. Your word, it tells you in Ephesians 6 that your word is your sword. You got to believe it. So understand the recession has nothing on God. If you don't believe in God, I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not even going to lie to you. I can't help you. It's not going to work. If you don't know that there is a higher being and a reason that you're here, and I'm not here to question religion or tell you what to believe. I'm just saying if you don't believe that God is God, whatever that God is to you, whatever you call him, if you call him Yahweh, whatever you call him, Father, Lord, Jesus, whatever you call him, I'm here to tell you that if you don't believe, it's not going to work. So understand the recession has nothing on God. The recession is worldly. We're in a different place. I'm in spirit. I don't have nothing to do with that. I ain't got nothing to do with what's going on with these people in this world that's running it and operating it. But when God actually is the creator and the orchestrator of everything, he gets the final say. Every knee will bow. So recession is nothing on God. The second thing, number two, wholesale buying is not settling. I feel like over these years I've been teaching free master classes called Brands Versus Boutiques, and I've always talked about wholesale versus design. I feel like I've created this conversation where you guys feel like, oh, I have to be a designer. I've always tried to explain and give context to my methodology and explain to you guys that I'm not trying to do a versus of blood versus Crips, basically, with wholesale versus design. I've tried to explain it from the mindset of people call boutiques businesses that are very mom and pops shopped inspired. And brands are those companies that simply create a culture, and a brand has its own identity, its own voice, its own methodology. It's not you, it's separate, it has its own identity. And I have given examples of that. When you look at companies like Fashion Nova, that's a brand. No, as much as we hate it, as much as they copy me and my collections, as much as people tag me every day, all day saying Fashion Nova copy me, whatever, it's a brand. People know the Fashion Nova name. If you get a pair of jeans and the tag says Fashion Nova, I'm gonna say, oh, that you got on Fashion Nova. Pretty Little Things, they buy wholesale, but it's a brand. Fashion Nova buys wholesale, but it's a brand. It's about creating identity. These are the stores, Shein, these are the stores you go to when you want something quick and cheap. When you want something high end, you want some good designer, you know where to go. You know your black owned designers, you know your Hanifas, you know your regular exposures, right? You know these brands that are the it girl brands right now. You know Grayscale. I love looking at brands that are just up and coming. Grayscale is really dope. We know Matt Brand. We know Sorella Boutique. These are brands. Brands. We know Alayla Skay, my girl Maxie's brand. We know these brands. B-Fly LA, my girl Jade's brand. Brand. These are brands. These ain't just some quick little hustle boutiques. These are brands. These are companies that have culture and its own identity and is speaking to a consumer. That's what it's about. So don't think that buying wholesale is you settling and you need to try to be a designer. Okay? Please don't do that. It doesn't matter where you get the clothing from. It matters how you present it and market it to your community and that you're creating a voice and a methodology to what you're putting out. And when I say a methodology, I mean you have a consistent flow of new arrivals. You have a methodology of influencers that you're reaching out to. You have a methodology of the body types and the diverse women or men or children that you serve, the communities that you serve. If you're selling unisex clothes, then it's showing in your models. It's showing in your body types. If you're selling clothes for children, I'm not seeing a bunch of older people on the page. I should be seeing more children. I should be seeing families. I should be seeing things that are child appropriate. Y'all just saw what happened with Balenciaga and this whole child pornography content situation. Disgusting. Like, That's a whole nother podcast entry. But, you know, y'all, so pay attention and understand that wholesale buying is not settling. All right. Now, number three, designing requires talent. That's just what it is. I got to be honest. Designing requires talent. Okay. Please don't wake up and say you're a fashion designer. I'm so sick of it. I'm sorry. I got to leave y'all with the truth. It's my last day on the job and I got to leave y'all with it knowing what it is. Okay. Designing requires talent. If you're going to be a designer, you have to be able to put out consistent collections. We don't want to see your first drop and then we never see you again. We don't want to see this first drop that flops because you don't know how to market it. We don't want to see this first drop that is a bunch of pieces that we could have bought wholesale and you just didn't buy a wholesale just to say that you designed something. We don't care. Okay. It's similar to an artist. I always go back to the music industry. If I'm a singer, or if I say I'm a singer and I can't sing, then I need to go practice so I can be the best singer. Okay. Some people just got it. Some people got the voice of Whitney Houston, and some people just got to practice a little harder and they stay in their lane and they know their tones. They know how high their voice can go. They know their pitches. They understand it and they stay there. Okay. Know your lane and be honest and self-aware with yourself enough not to finesse yourself. Sometimes I feel like when I go into my faith and I talk about my faith, sometimes people that are not as mature in their faith, they take that as an opportunity to say that they feel like God is like magic in a sense, where they can just call on him and get anything you want. No, let's pay attention to the gifts that God has given us, because you could be counting yourself out for another gift that he gave you. He could have gave you the gift of styling and creating looks by wholesale buying. He could have created an opportunity for you to actually work and be a full-time assistant or team member to someone that already has their own brand, and you're able to curate an experience and work at this company and make six figures. Everybody here doesn't have to be an entrepreneur. That's another thing I want to add. Like, you don't have to be the CEO. You don't have to be the owner. Like, I would love for more fashionpreneurs that went through my course to now come work at a regular exposure. There's no one I would trust more, because you've already been trained by the best, if I have to say so myself. There's no one I would trust more. So just know my door is always open to fashionpreneurs. And I have so many fashionpreneurs that work at some of the brands, a couple of the brands I even mentioned. I have fashionpreneurs that work with those companies because they trust me and they say, Jess, do you know anyone that we could hire and bring in? And I think who's in the city that that brand is based in, and I connect people. Know your lane. It's not just about designing requiring talent. It's about knowing what you're great at. Tap into your skill set. Believe me, if you guys have a killer resume and you're located in Los Angeles, please don't send me a resume if you're not in LA. But if you're in LA and you want to work at a regular exposure, send your resumes to info@thefashionpreneuracademy. Our email address will still be open. We'll still receive your resumes. I would love to look at your resume. Do not sell me on no dreams. Don't send me your resume telling me how you about to move to LA in 7 months. That has nothing to do with what I need right now, okay? I need help, all right? We growing, we scaling. We got over 200 orders pending right now. I need somebody that's here, okay? So if you going to get here, already be here. I ain't got time. I do not hire people off of dreams and potential. I hire people off of reality of where you are right now and where your goals are taking you, okay? So let me put that little sidebar in there. Okay, y'all. So remember, designing requires talent. So pay attention to your skill set, pay attention to your aesthetic, pay attention to your niche, pay attention to your creative. I want to be able to look at your pieces and say, oh, that's a work of art by Jane Doe. Oh, that's a piece from Style Jane. That I know my clients. I know my designers. That's a piece by them. When you look at a regular exposure, you know it's a regular. What is that for you? What is your niche that you stay in? You know what I'm known for. What are you known for? That's where I want y'all to focus at. What makes you a great designer? You have to be talented and you have to be patient and understand the design process and product development process. All right. So if you don't understand that, y'all already know, shameless plug. This is your last day to get the 90-day intensive course. I told y'all the price point was going to go back up to $999. That's the value of the course. It is what it is. I'll see how I feel at the end of this podcast, because I was thinking about bringing it back down to $599 for y'all for the last day. It's still $599 right now as I'm recording this, but we'll see how I feel. So yeah, that's that. Now, number four, you are partaking in culture. I got to say this real slow. You are partaking in culture. Be responsible with your messages. The Balenciaga thing I just mentioned, this is a prime example. Everybody wears Balenciaga and they're going to keep wearing it, unfortunately. They're going to keep on rocking it. We continue to let these brands get away with murder with these fake apologies. Until you have give a real apology, I can't give you real grace. So I didn't like the way that they just blame someone else. Now I'm not interested in your product. You are partaking in culture. Watch what you say. Do not offend communities. We just saw this with Kanye West, unfortunately. He was speaking his opinion and he lost every endorsement and partnership in fashion. Like, they completely got rid of him. And hey, I'm not here to give opinions on what he said or didn't say. I'm just here to tell you that's what happened. Watch what you're doing in this culture. Be responsible with your platform. Try not to offend people. Be mindful of using certain terminology, allegedly, you know, like use certain terms that are going to protect your company. But also don't be a punk. Don't be scared to speak when things happen in our community. If you have a brand that represents the LGBTQIA community and you see it's Gay Pride Month and you see that something has happened in the community, speak. That is what a brand does. They use their voice. Be responsible with your voice. Number 5, Shopify is king. Y'all, I stand on Shopify. I put up a post the other day about how these brands, well, these boutiques rather, be having DM to purchase in their bio. I am not sending you a Cash App. I need my order number and I want to shop on a secure website. And if that offends you, you probably one of the people out here talking about some DM to purchase. Okay, no, we ain't doing that. Give me a professional experience. Shopify is king. Shopify has every application you need. You also can build your own web apps on Shopify with the app developer. You can find one on like Fiverr. I'm developing my own app right now, which I'm excited about. So Shopify is king. Shopify is every resource you need. Shopify is built for e-com. Don't put your website on WooCommerce, BigCartel, WordPress, GoDaddy. No. It's fine if you purchase your domains over there, but you need to transfer those domains and point them. That's the correct terminology. Point your DNS. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, this is the terminology for websites, but you have to point your website domain to Shopify. Use Shopify. Also, as I'm talking about this, have a professional email account. I want your websites to have a hello@janedoe.com, info@janedoe.com. I don't want to shop at janesboutique@gmail.com. Give me an experience. It matters. Number 6. Afterpay is the only way. If your website does not have a 4 installment option, you're missing out. These options are interest free for your customers usually, and it's going to help you with your overall income. Yes, we are recession proof because God is on our side, but that doesn't mean that people aren't looking for incentives and they need more options for payments. So make sure that y'all are looking into installment options for payments such as Afterpay, QuadPay, Sezzle, Zip. That's one that I use on my website. That's very affordable. So check out these pay-as-you-go opportunities for your customers. Now, number 7, funding and credit. Do not forget it. Funding, y'all, is out there. Now, people ask me, like, how do I start my brand, Jess? How do I fund it? I don't have a lot of money. Well, what do you have? Let's start with that. What do we have? What can show that we're responsible? Do we have a good credit score? Do we have $5,000 in the bank? What do we have that we can use and leverage to get us more money? If you have great credit, you can go get a credit card in your personal name and use it to invest in your business. You can also max out that credit card by invoicing your own company. So if you go open up your 5 business bank accounts that I teach you how to open within my 90-day intensive course, you can invoice your boutique. So send yourself an invoice through PayPal, Shopify, whatever system you use. Send yourself an invoice and cash out the money on your credit card. And now you have cash sitting in your operating expense account and you can now spend that money to start your business. That's how I first started. I was my first funder. I had a credit card for $10,000 and I maxed it out by invoicing myself, got the cash, and I paid it off when I made 12 grand in my first day as an entrepreneur. Okay. So you got to take some risk. You got to get bold. You got to get crazy a little bit. You got to do some things that are unorthodox to other people. So, that is my recommendation on funding and credit. I am not in any way an expert, but I do want to let you guys know that you have to look at what you currently have. and get creative. So that was a creative thing for me to do, to invoice my own company. I talk about this in a 90-day intensive course as well. But when it comes to funding, guys, there are nonprofits that are funding. I found a faith-based owned nonprofit I've been dealing with. There are nonprofits for minority groups. There are nonprofits in your areas. Look for nonprofits and private investors. They exist. There are grants out there. You have to research them, but there are opportunities for funding. But for me, I love to look for local nonprofits that do funding. And look out for crowdfunding. But as you guys get a DUNS number for your business, which is like your business credit score, companies will start reaching out to you that want to invest in you. So it's really important that you have your books properly managed. It's very important that you get an accountant from day one of launching your business to make sure they're on top of your P&Ls, which is your profit and loss sheets, your balance sheets, making sure that your bank statements are very positive so that when you do want to get some business funding, it will be with ease. And usually these companies want to see your last 3 years. So you have to definitely build and scale and start with what you have and keep some money in the bank and be profitable and be a good steward of what God has given you and manage your money. Okay, so I can go on and on about credit and funding, but I want y'all to really look at some nonprofits and look at the ones locally in your city and look out for your state. See if your state has any grants. Look up your state and then grants. So if you live in Tennessee, look up Tennessee grants for small businesses. This is the time where it's harder to get money because we're pre-recession right now, basically, but the money's going to come out. And when it comes out, you need to be positioned and prepared. And there are still some banks giving out money. I just saw someone get $200,000. One of my mentors that's in funding works at Chase Bank, and they have a loan right now with like literally a no doc loan for $250,000. You can get $250,000. So I just applied for that too. So hopefully I can get that. But yeah, like y'all, the money's out here. Get it while it's hot, okay? Descriptions. Descriptions is number 8. Descriptions on your products, y'all. You have to have really, 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 really great descriptions. I'm so sick of going on websites and there's no descriptions. It doesn't tell me the end scenes. You're selling products that people have to wear to people that are not in front of you unless you have a storefront. So it's your responsibility to give as much detail in the description. What size is the model wearing? What is the end seam? What is the stretch? What is the textiles that the garment is made out of? And sell me on the garment. Give me an experience. Tell me where I can wear it to you. Give me a size guide. I need all that information. Make the website great, y'all. Make it an experience. Number 9, the funnel. Where's your sales funnel? Remember that the funnel starts with top of funnel, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel. Your top of funnel is your wide spectrum. Those are people that don't know you yet, and this is where they find you and they now get into the funnel. So where do people find out about your brand? Social media, live events if you're there, if you have business cards on you and you just happen to leave them in some gift bags at an event, that's how they're going to find you. What is their first point of contact with you? That's your top of funnel. Now, after that, they're going to now engage. They're going to go on your social media. They're going to go click on your websites. They're going to go do their research on your company. Once they do that, they're now in the funnel. They're in that funnel, right? They are now subscribing to your mailing list, which puts them in middle of funnel. They're now following you on social media and commenting and engaging on your products. They see themselves in the brand. They're middle of funnel at that point. They are adding products to the cart, but they're not checking out yet. They're middle of funnel. They have done their research. They understand what your brand offers, and they see themselves in the brand, and they have interest. They're aware. Bottom of funnel is when they purchase. That is very important to get them from middle of funnel to bottom. You got to be incentivizing them. You got to be telling them, hurry up and shop. Your cart, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose your cart if you don't check out right now. You have to be building and enticing them. This is where Facebook ads and digital TikTok ads and content and social proof comes into play. Social proof being that there are other satisfied, happy people that have shot with you and gotten a great result. So that is super important, y'all. So your funnel has to be to a T. All right. Number 10. Now, calculate your full-time fashionpreneur number. So what I want y'all to do is calculate how much is it going to cost you to survive if you were a full-time fashionpreneur. If you really went all in for this, if you really made this your main thing, how much do you need to make? First thing you need to do before calculating that number is log into your bank accounts right now and see what you can cut. What are you wasting money on? What subscriptions are you paying for that you don't need? What are you paying for? Let's see how much money you can actually save. Can you save an extra $600 a month, $700, $2,000? I don't care. Any pennies you can save, let's save it right now. And let's see, what can we sacrifice right now so that we can have an overflow a year from now? What can we do right now? Once you see what you can cut, I want you to calculate what is your number. How much do you need to make a month as a fashionpreneur to survive, to take care of your family, your children, whatever that looks like for you, to take care of yourself? What do you need to not compromise your quality of life but still have a good life and build a business? What do you need to make? Is that $7,000? Is it $8,000? Is it $10,000? Is it $50,000? I don't know how much you need to make. That's all your business, right? I don't know what your expenses are, but it's up to you to calculate that. How much do you need to make? Now, I want you to calculate that number, and once you have that number, let's say it's $5,000 or whatever. Once you have that number, I want you to think about the average order value that you want your customer to spend when they come to your website. What that means, average order value, is how much each customer spends on average when they come to your site. So I want you to calculate, if you're selling full styles, like I have taught you guys to do, complete full looks, selling the top, the bottom, the skirt, the bag, the shoe, everything, the jacket. If you're selling the full look, how much on average is a customer spending on your website? Get that average order value up. I encourage you guys to try to keep it over $129. We're in a recession now, so I want my AOV at $279. I don't want it less. I want every customer, every order over $279 floating in. That's what I want. So what is that number for you that you want the average order value to be? I want you to calculate your survival number, your fashionpreneur, full-time fashionpreneur number. Divide that over your goal AOV, and that's going to tell you how many orders you need to get a month. So you might see that you only need 50 orders a month to survive. You might need just 50 customers. But to convert 50 customers, I want you to understand that only 5% of the interested people are going to purchase. Only 5% of your followers on social media, only 5% of your subscribers. So you still have to be focused on marketing to get those 50 people. We might need to still reach like 500 people. You know what I'm saying? So do your calculation and understand that only 5% of the people that are following and engaging in your brand is actually going to purchase. So we need to focus on getting as many people interested as possible so that our 5% is growing and scaling. 5% for you could be 7,000 people. 5% for you can also be 4 people. Let's think, how many people do we need to get? So I want you to calculate your full-time fashionpreneur number and divide that over your goal AOV, which is your average order value. And that's going to tell you how many orders you need to get. And then my bonus tip I want to leave you guys with is full-time energy. Okay? Full-time energy. Full-time energy. Full-time energy is required to operate at your genius level. Full-time energy is required to operate at your genius level, y'all. It's no other way to do it. You are never going to truly see God's hand if you're trying to compromise with him. God is not a God that shows you a snippet if you're not prepared to get the full action. You have to answer the call or not. Be prepared and be ready. So when y'all are praying over your businesses, pray for the preparation that when God calls you, you're prepared. Pray for the capacity so that when he does require you to go into full-time fashionpreneurship, you have the capacity to manage that wifehood, motherhood, fatherhood, husbandhood, whatever that may be for you, that you can manage it well and be a good steward. Prepare and understand that prayer is really manifestation. So you got to believe it and see it, y'all. So I need y'all to know that. So I need to leave y'all with this before we go into prayer today. This is my last Fashionpreneur Diaries entry because I'm being obedient. The Fashionpreneur Diary entries will stay up. I'm going to leave them up so you guys can still access them. I don't have a date on for how long, but you guys will be able to access them for a good amount of time right now. People have been asking me, Jess, I bought the 90-day intensive. Will I have lifetime access? It's so funny to me how many people bought this course and never completed it fully, and they're now logging in 2 years and 3 years later. Y'all got to lock in, man. What if y'all didn't have lifetime access? It's just like, y'all, I don't want you to just be a person that buys my course and doesn't get the result. That does nothing for me. My biggest result is when I get a student that says, Jess, I launched and I made $17,000 today. I launched and I made 7 figures in 9 months from coming to your fashionpreneur retreat. These are stories of real people that I've worked with. I don't want nothing less than that. So if you're not going to be my biggest testimonial, I don't want you. So I need y'all to lock in and do this work and understand if you're looking at the 90-day intensive course that was produced prior to January 2021. So if you bought the course in December 2020 or prior, you need to purchase the newer course. You're studying old content that has no value to you and you're going to be outdated. In those courses, I'm teaching you how to make flyers. Don't nobody do that no more. We're teaching Reels and TikToks now. All right, so you got to get caught up on the newest version. Some of the information is repetitive, but it's more advanced and more updated information and new versions and new information. So I need y'all to get that. I need y'all to get that because it also has newer lists to our 2022 and 2023 vendors. So just keep that in mind. So please make sure that y'all understand you do still have lifetime access to the course. You do still have it. You purchased it with lifetime access. Ain't none of y'all about to come after me. You tell me. No, I'm still going to be paying for y'all to continue to use the software. I will give y'all ample notice when I'm about to get rid of the software. So I did decide December 2023. I'm going to get rid of the software, but you guys will be able to download the course. You'll be able to download it and you can access it on your own for a lifetime. But I'm going to get rid of it. So y'all will have a year. I'm telling y'all a year in advance, over a year in advance. And I'm going to contact y'all around the summer and let y'all know y'all got 6 months to download y'all information and have the course on your own devices. Okay. So just a heads up there. So yes, you do have lifetime access. You can log into Teachable at any time to still get that. I also have created a 2023 manufacturing and factory contact list, as well as a 2023 vendors list. The 2023 vendors list has a lot of the 2022 vendors, but we have like 75 new 2023 vendors that have been updated and added that have just opened that are brand new. So y'all need to get that list if you don't have it. That list is not included in the 90-day intensive, so none of y'all have it in y'all course. The 2023 list is new. Also, there's a new 2023 list of manufacturers and suppliers that I adore. I give y'all all these new recommended factories. Some factories, I hate to see it, but they did not survive COVID or the recession. So we have some new factories and contacts on that list, some new fabric suppliers, some new dye houses that can do your denim for you, that can do your custom fabric. So definitely check that out. So that is available at thefashionpreneuracademy.com. Just click store and you guys will see that link. And I'll also put it in the description below. I also wanted to let you guys know that you can get the 90-day intensive. I told y'all earlier, I'll let y'all know how I'm feeling about the price. Y'all, the course is worth $999. I feel like if you waited to the last day, you just got to pay $999. So it is what it is. So like if you waited to the last day, I appreciate you and I still value you. You truly, truly are someone that I believe in, I trust, but I need y'all to get this course. It's going to be gone. There have been people telling me that some people are telling me that they're purchasing the course, like other companies are buying the course for me. That is not true. So if you have heard that from anywhere, that is not true. No one is buying the 90-day intensive course. No company, no school, no person has been told that I am selling my course to them. No person has a contract with me, no companies. So if y'all have heard that, that is not true. So this course will not be available anymore whatsoever. I am retiring it. I am retiring from the Fashionpreneur Academy. So you will not be able to purchase this course anywhere else. Okay. Also guys, this is also really a reminder for y'all to take advantage of stuff in real time. Don't be the person that waits to the last minute. If you are, you've missed out on so many years. There are so many emails I've gotten. I got one today where someone told me, I wanted to meet you on tour. I wanted to meet you at an event. And I know that money is tight. Things have been happening. Life happens. I have students that have had babies and become wives in the past 2 years since the pandemic. Like, I get it. But I also understand sometimes things are excuses. And I need y'all to understand that I have a mother I've watched sacrifice everything to see me get to where I am today. I mean, down to her health at times. Like, there's no excuse. So please understand that me retiring doesn't mean that you don't start your fashion brand. It doesn't mean now I have to go find another teacher. If you still need another teacher, then I do want to give you guys a recommendation. I'm going to put it in the email that this is going to go along with. But one of my favorite, favorite instructors right now is Jance Charte. I love Jance. She's become a friend of mine in this industry. And just watching how Jance develops boutiques and e-commerce, I think she's a course that everybody needs to invest in if you're struggling with sales beyond. She has a great course that's going to teach you everything. When it comes to fashion design and product development, I'm honestly going to tell you guys, you need to invest in this course at the Fashionpreneur Academy. We have the best curriculum on product development. I have done and managed product development for years. I have had my own factory. I have seen how to scale and develop your collection in the US versus overseas. I have done it all and managed it all myself with a team. I've done it every way you possibly could. I am the GOAT at this, so I am going to tell y'all to check out my course. And if you're listening to this and the 90-day intensive is already gone, it's already sold, you missed the deadline, you can't get the course, then I'm definitely going to tell you guys to check out some other programs that teach you product development within a educational backing that has a school and degree. I'm very usually anti-degree, but I do feel like there are some great programs such as FIT that covers product development. And honestly, y'all, I just feel like if you buy my 2023 vendors and manufacturing list, even if you don't have my course on product development, it walks you through each step within that list. But the course is obviously an asset. If you don't know the processes for developing your collection, the first step, y'all know, if you're my student, is concept, developing your pieces, as far as sketching them out, getting your CADs, which are your flat sketches. Then you're going to go into pattern making. From there, we're going to go into digitizing our garments. Then we're going to go into samples. So I do my process a little different to save y'all money. And it's not finesse, y'all. I hate when factories tell y'all got to get 6 samples made. You got to pay for 10 fittings. It's unnecessary. It's a finesse. It's very unnecessary. And as a designer and a product developer that has owned a factory for many years, that has gone through the process, y'all don't need to do all that. So do it the easy way. I'm going to tell y'all the way to save some money and get the best result. And I usually approve my samples on first or second fitting, usually first fitting. So second fitting only if I need to make revisions that are very minor, but my pieces and my pattern maker are so good that I don't have to do that. So please, y'all, get this information. I'm gonna put some more information in the email that I'm gonna send with this, y'all, but I hope this was helpful. Before we go, obviously I'm gonna finish up with prayer. So yeah, y'all, I want y'all to just know this is bittersweet for me. I'm gonna try not to get emotional. But this is a big moment for me, not just because I'm not going to see you guys on tour and, you know, at all these different events and all the Fashionpreneur retreats, but because this is a new level of faith and obedience that God is requiring out of me. And I just know what's going to come out of it. So I know some people have asked me, Jess, are you never going to coach again? Are you never going to teach again? I had someone ask me today. They told me they were in tears on the other side of the email and they wanted to negotiate. And one of my team members wrote her back. And I can't be negotiated with, but there's no price on what God has required out of me. So, I mean, y'all, I can't stick around right now, but I've been here for 7 years and I hope that you guys take advantage of this course that you will have lifetime access to. Please get the 90-day intensive course, pay the rate, make the investment, get this information for the last time. I also want to remind you all that I had decided to create a prayer journal for my last month at the Fashionpreneur Academy. So that is available for purchase as well. So you guys can get that tomorrow. And I have a 2023 planner, which is really dope, y'all. It's all these tips, amazing, awesome dates for when to develop your collections, when to restock, how much to restock. Like, it's literally like your Bible to being a fashionpreneur. So get your 2023 planner at thefashionpreneuracademy.com/store. You'll see, if you just click store, you'll see it there. You will see my prayer journal there. So if you're struggling with praying, hearing the word of God, understanding him and understanding and digesting what he has for you, please, I encourage you to buy my prayer journal. I write in my prayer journal every day. It's how I operate. Even while I've been home, I've been still in my sister's car key and sitting in her car and praying boldly as God has told me to do, with fire as he told me to do. So that is just what I do, and I can't compromise it. So I want you guys to check out my prayer journal. But yeah, let's go out with a bang. Get everything, y'all. Get every 2023 vendors list, manufacturing and wholesale list, y'all. Get what you need. All right, y'all. So let's finish this off with prayer. Let's finish with prayer. So bow your head right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I come to you, God, in full obedience, in full understanding of who I am, walking in your glory. I come to you, oh God, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the person on the other end of this conversation right now that is receiving this word, that's receiving this testament, that's receiving my truth, oh God. And I ask that you bless them for their obedience, for even listening today. Father, I ask that you give them a double portion, even a triple portion, for even being obedient today, oh God. Heavenly Father, for the person that's listening, that's wondering if they're moving into the right season, if you called them to be creative, let this conversation be pure confirmation, God, that you have called on them and chose them, like you told them in Isaiah 41, oh God. You have chosen them and that you are with them. You will not let them go, and that they are held in your right hand, like you said in Isaiah 41, God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless them to know who they are in you and to be so obedient, oh God, and trust you on the journey, oh God. Just like Abraham trusted you when he took his son up to that mountain, Lord. And his son asked, you know, where's the sacrifice? Where's the ram? And, you know, Lord, when, oh, it's so good. God, when he didn't understand where the ram was, when Abraham was walking with his son, he had explained to his son, our Father will provide. God will provide. Don't worry about it, son. Don't worry about the ram. It will be in the bushes. And God, you placed exactly what he needed at that time. So Father, give every person here listening right now the faith of Abraham, oh God, to walk up the mountain and to trust that you will have your provisions waiting upon them, oh God, trusting that you will have the plan for them, God. Sometimes people don't have enough faith and they believe that they got to see it. They got to see your hand before they walk up the mountain. They got to see you. They got to see just a glimpse, Lord. Father, I ask for that person that's struggling with their faith and understanding how you work and understanding who you are, God, that they go to your word and see confidently how your promises have been met, oh God, previously over and over, seeing that you are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, God, the God that has covered and led Moses and Aaron, oh God, the God that has covered and led Esther, oh God, the God that has covered and led so many from Paul to Peter, oh God, you are the God of so many before us, oh Lord, and you are the same God that promises and blesses them, God. So I ask that you give them strength and understanding who they are in you. Build them up in character. Build them up in understanding who they are in their mindsets in you, oh God. Build them up in their creativity and understanding the things that you have told them, oh God. Affirm them through your word, God. Speak to them, oh Lord. Father, show them how to digest and study your word, Lord. Show them in the lamest terms and in the easiest version to understand, oh God, how to hear your voice. Father, show them that you don't only speak through your Bible, but you also speak not just through those words, but you speak through dreams. You speak through other people that know you. You speak through confirmation and affirmation, oh God. You speak in prayer when we sit in silence waiting on your voice. You speak when we speak in our heavenly language that the Holy Spirit digests and translates to the heavens above for you to hear, so that the heavenly Holy Spirit can digest and explain to you the things that our mouths and thoughts can't even hear or see, oh God. Show them the gift of their heavenly language today, oh God. Show them the gifts of prophecy, oh God. Show them the Holy Spirit gifts of healing, oh God. Show them who you are, Jesus. Heavenly Father, every person that is struggling and wondering, well, how am I going to get my education? How am I going to launch my fashion business? I was planning on working with Fashionpreneur Academy in a year. I was planning on working with them tomorrow. Father, I ask that you give them every resource, Lord, and remind them that today is still with opportunity to purchase the course. Today is with opportunity to get their prayer journal, which is a small investment. Today is still opportunity to get their planner to cover them over the next 12 months. And Lord, remind every person here that I'm not the secret. You've blessed me to be a gift. You've blessed me to be a tool. You've blessed me to be a vessel. But Jessica is not your secret. Everything you need is inside of you. So God, I ask that you unleash to them their gifts, oh Lord. Unleash to them their creativity. Unleash to them their resilience. Unleash to them their journey and the joy, and reminding them that you are walking with them in the wilderness, oh Lord. Father, I ask that you bless their spirit of creativity, Lord. Give them vision. Give them your provision, Lord. Remind them that you are Jireh. Remind them that you bless them with their creativity, Lord. Remind them that you go before them and you already know what's coming. You already know that there's a plan. You already know what their faith is going to give to them. You already know what their tithing and their overflowing portions and sacrifices is going to turn back into as form in the format of blessings, oh God. You already know how this is going to bless their fashion businesses are going to bless their nations, which are their children. Father, I ask that you cover their hearts, cover their health. Redeem businesses, Lord, that have tried to launch before that just couldn't get it right, Lord. Redeem them. I speak and I declare redemption over those businesses that felt like they failed, oh Lord. Heavenly Father, I ask that you cover the spirit of the person that doesn't feel like they have support right now. Their family doesn't understand. They think it's stupid to go into a business of fashion, but they also don't know that they're talking to the next millionaire in fashion. They don't know that it's been done so many times before. What God has for them is for them, oh Lord. So I ask that you bless every person that's looking for support and remind them that you are their Father. You are their support system. You are their light. You are the one that chose them, God. So teach them how to come to you in prayer and petition like you told them to do, oh God. Teach them how to wait on you. Father, you said in Amos 9:13, oh, it won't be long now. The blessings are coming. They're coming quick. They're coming so fast. They're going to make our heads swim, oh God. Lord, your word says that the blessings are coming so fast that our head will swim. So Father, I'm asking for a swimming of blessings, Lord. I'm asking for a swimming of blessings over every person listening to this right now. I'm asking for a swimming of blessings over every business, Lord. I plead the blood of Jesus over every business, every fashion brand, every boutique, every concept, every mind, every heart, every creative that is listening to this right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over the financial overflow. I plead the blood of Jesus over their bank accounts. I need every person right now that is listening to this prayer and can hear my voice to open your bank accounts, open your Chase bank accounts, open your Bank of America accounts, open your accounts at SunTrust, open your accounts, y'all. Open your bank apps, your mobile apps, open them right now and put your hand over top of your phone or your computer, whatever device it is. And I want you to say and repeat after me that I plead the blood of Jesus over my finances. Enemy, you have no place here. Every seed that comes into these bank accounts are from my Father God. Every seed that comes into this bank account is blessed by my Lord and Savior. Every seed that comes into this bank account has been used and will be used for victory for my Lord and Savior. Every seed that comes into this bank account is going to multiply. God, I say thank you for the multiplication. We praise you and we yada, we clap our hands, we lift our hands and we worship you in this moment, God, saying thank you in advance for what you're about to do. I pray on behalf of the people that don't have enough faith to see it or believe who you are. So I'm praying for those people that may not understand or the person that has been struggling with faith because they haven't seen your hand, God. They've been played with the enemy and they haven't been fully obedient to see your hand, God. So for that person, Lord, I give victory and I bless your name in advance for them. For the person that doesn't have enough faith to see right now and they can't hear you and they can't see you in the way that they wish they could. They're in spiritual warfare. I pray for that person and I ask, Lord, that you just bless them in advance. So Lord, and that you show your hand over their life, God. I thank you in advance for the blessings and how you're going to pull them through. Father, I ask that you place every person listening to my voice right now in a place where they are required to get rid of any bad seeds, anything that will make them bear bad fruit in the name of Jesus. I ask that you literally bind it up and give it back to the enemy it came from, oh God. Father, I ask that you require more faith out of every person, more prayer, more petition, because that only is going to turn into more overflow for them and more understanding of who they are. So God, I say thank you. Thank you for allowing me to serve in this community for almost 7 years. But Father, like you told me in Exodus that I will plant for 6 years and my crops are going to be able to harvest in year 7. They're going to be able to be planted and sit and feed. So God, I just say thank you for the feeding of the knowledge that my students are still going to get. Just because I'm not here in real time doesn't mean you don't still have your courses. You don't still have your vendors list. You don't still have things. Father, I ask you, and I feel your spirit confirming for me right now, and I hear you saying to me that it's going to be more success and more testimonials now that I am not open at the Fashionpreneur Academy, now that I am not accepting students at the Fashionpreneur Academy, now that I am not doing those things, there will be more people that are going to be successful because I've taken my hand off of it and I've allowed for God to put his hand on it. So as I leave you all, I'm giving you and I'm passing you over into full obedience into God's hands so that he can do his work with you, because that's truly why he chose me. Thank you, God. That is why he chose me to be in this position, not to help you just start a fashion brand. Whew, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. This isn't a thing about fashion. This isn't a thing about starting a boutique. This isn't a thing about being a designer. This is a thing about turning hearts to God and knowing that he is the one in charge, that he is the one that gives me the faith, that he is the one that prepares the testimony. So, God, I say thank you. And as these fashionpreneurs, these young men, these young women, these children, these mature women, these mature men, these people with dreams come to you, oh God, I ask that you show them that they had the tools all along. They don't need every course that they see. They don't need every class, every lecture, every fake entrepreneurial event, every fake conference. They don't need all those things. They need you. So, Father, I ask that you do show them what courses they do find valuable and that will help them. I ask that you go before them and show them what mentors are going to be the best fit. Father, if you're not in it, I ask that you block it for them, oh God. Father God, I ask that you do show them what books to read, what educational resources to utilize, oh God. And if it's not of you, block it in the name of Jesus. God, I say thank you. I say thank you for this community. I say thank you. Thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every single word spoken today from my spirit. And I say amen. Oh, y'all. I'm so excited for what's about to come. I'm so excited. And I ask that you all continue to send testimonials of how your brands are coming along. Send them to info@thefashionpreneuracademy. I want you to remember to understand that I'm going to be back, but I'm not going to be back in the same way. God is requiring for me to teach youth, youth entrepreneurship. That's where I'm born from. I was born because a lady named Miss Lisa that owned a cookie company took the time to teach me how to create my first domain and my first email address for a regular exposure. And she allowed me to do my first fashion previewing or showcase at the NAACP. So I have to go do that for youth. So that's where my time is going to be this summer. And I have a lot more resources that'll be coming, but they won't be under Fashionpreneur Academy. They'll be under something different that I'll share with you guys. But it's not just about fashion anymore. God has expanded my territory and I can't limit it to just fashionpreneur. I am going to be helping and teaching beyond fashionpreneurship. It's going to go into funding. God shared with me months ago. It's going to go into educational finances for small businesses. It's going to go into some more educational resources. I don't want to give too much, but God really has his hand, y'all, and it's going to be bigger and better. So this closing is not an ending. It's a new start. And I hope that you guys understand that and that you keep your hand on this podcast entry so that you can listen to it over and over and over and over and over again as much as you need to. Y'all, I'm sitting here in my sister's basement trying to talk really quiet. And I'm sitting in a specific part of my sister's basement. I'm sitting in like a chair that's inside of my mother's old room that she used to stay in inside of my sister's house. And my mom recently moved out and she's so happy in her new environment. And I'm just so excited to be opening my eyes after prayer and just having that testimony and just seeing that God is in the neighborhood. And I'm seeing so many of my friends and family while I'm home for Thanksgiving and they're so blessed. And I need y'all to know, why would God play you like that? Right? So when you see people that's winning and blessed, don't count yourself out. Just get in the spirit. So God, I just thank you for what you're doing for every person. Y'all, I'm also going to send y'all, or I'm going to have a link to my I make sure you put it in the email that goes out with this, and I'll put it in the description. I'm gonna have a link to my playlist, my worship playlist. I call it Philippians 4:19, and I want y'all to really sit in that and use that and utilize it. But get y'all prayer journals, get your 2023 planners, get your course, your 90-day intensive, get your 2023 manufacturing, product development, vendor list. And yeah, I will talk to y'all soon. And this is not goodbye, but I will see you soon. And I promise you that I got an email coming y'all way a few months from now. And it's going to blow your mind what's happening. Make sure y'all subscribe to Irregular Exposure. Make sure y'all shop Irregular Exposure and make TFA go out with a bang. Get everything, y'all. Get the courses, get the vendors list, get the 2023 planners, get your prayer journals, get it all. Turn it up for me one time, all right? All right, y'all. I will talk to y'all soon. Have a great rest of your year. Be blessed and pray until your vocal cords are hurting, okay? All right, y'all.